We're discussing the top 5 games that we want to see remade or series brought back to life. Let's jump into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity Cast, episode number 62. I'm Jeff James. As always, with me is the incredible, the unobtainable, the luscious Brody Faults. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, buddy. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, like, as well. Everything's
real
peachy.
Real good. Adjusted today. I'm feeling good, man.
Oh, you got all cracked up. You're not all that cracked up. You're not, whatever that saying is. Anyways, hey, yeah. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Diggity Podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube. YouTube channel name is Diggity. You can subscribe to the audio version of our podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Give us a listen, my dudes, and subscribe, and also leave a review. That kind of rhymed. Awesome. Oh, even that part. Wow. Jeez. Holy cow. This episode is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial by heading on over to audibletrial.com/diggity. That's D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. And get access to over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone. Jeez. Your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. Had to slow it down there. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity for your free audiobook download and 30-day free trial. With that, may we jump into our list, my friend.
Yes. Yes, we shall.
You're alive. Thank God. I thought we were technically there for a second. I'm so terrified. We're good.
I didn't know if you wanted a response or not. I thought it was rhetorical.
A little rhetorical. It might have been.
You still wanted to make sure I was alive. I like it, though. That's fine.
Yeah. That's a good friend.
You go ahead and hit me with the first one there, buddy.
Okay, so number 5 for me was, there was an era where there was some fantastic Disney games that were made. And those fantastic Disney games were made by Capcom. And I would love to see a proper collection. And I know that there was some that had come out previously, like there's a DuckTales game that came out, but I would love to see a full complete HD collection on the Switch, totally redone in that style with those Capcom games. Like an Aladdin game was fantastic. They had a great Lion King game. Just that era was so cool to me. My list, honest, I mean, I'm assuming your list is kind of similar too, but obviously mine goes back a little bit to, like, kind of, like, I would say at least most of these games. I don't know about one of them, but probably most of them are at least 9 to 10 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have one or two games that's a little newer than that, but other than that, yeah, most of mine are at least, you know, under 2010 or so. But I didn't go real old because I didn't want to go back to the SNES era, because I think those having the graphics that they had make them classic, and I don't want to see them redone. I think it just works for what
they are. I just want to see them redone in, like, a Rayman style.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like Rayman Legends
illustrative. Yeah, Rayman Legends, like an illustrative kind of style. Like, you had games like Hero Real List, this is some of them: Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, and the Magical Quest, starring Mickey Mouse. I mean, they were just fantastic, dude. You could pick them up and play them forever.
Yeah.
And they were NES, SNES, and Genesis. So I played a lot of it on the Genesis. Bruh. So, because my babysitter had, no, my babysitter Genesis. I had an SNES at home. Gotcha, come on, don't peg me as that.
Don't you strike me as a Genesis kind of guy.
No.
No. Nope. So the number 5 for me is going to be Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time.
No way.
Well, yeah. And I actually kind of debated whether I was even going to put these on my list, because I'm okay with the way they look, because it's such an important time period for gaming.
Are you okay with the recent remakes as well? Like,
yeah.
Not recent, but you know what I mean? Like the latest ones available?
Yeah, I don't really have any issue with those. They look a little bit better, but they still kind of stayed true to that form. And on top of that, they were on the 3DS, so it's not like graphics really improved all that much, but a little bit. But I would really, really love to see Majora's Mask in, like, the art style of Twilight Princess. They're really dark and gloomy and kind of just a different feel for Zelda that they haven't really done very often. I guess that's really about the only reason why it made my list. Majora's Mask is my favorite game of all time, as I've said many, many times on this podcast, but it was one I did debate, and that's why it kind of just came in pretty low on the list. So, yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with you. I think those are games that they could remake every single time there's a new system, and people would purchase it, and there'd be something to take away from it every single time. So, I mean, it's like Wind Waker, right? Like, I mean, yeah. That's, I don't know if that's on your list, but, I mean, don't tell me. Don't spoil it, but no. it's a game where they could continue to put that up, and as long as it just graphically upped it just a little bit each time, people would buy the hell out of it. It's a great game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Number four for me, this might be a kind of a surprise and a little shocker, but I would love to see Bully remade.
Okay.
Or, you know, a proper sequel, proper addition into it, because I guess you also have additional games in the Bully franchise, but I would love to see it built upon, and I would also like to see the original remade. I thought it was really cool how just Rockstar kind of stepped outside of the box and did that. I mean, obviously it's like kind of, you know, the thuggish kind of, you know, break the rules kind of game, similar to a Grand Theft Auto, but
at the same time, it was very, very different, though. It was something it was definitely like outside the box.
Well, you could see it was on their way to L.A. Noire, right?
Yeah.
Where it was like that mid-ground child where it was like, here, you can roam free, but also at the same time, like, here's a bunch of, like, you know, condensed story portions where you're held to within these boundaries. And so I really liked that game a lot. I had a ton of fun playing that game. And I'd love to see them come back. I mean, I can just imagine, you know, what they did, what they've done with Red Dead 2, and think about what they could do on that aspect with Bully. And I know everyone constantly is like, wow, imagine what they could do with Grand Theft Auto. Yes, we know the next Grand Theft Auto is going to come out, and it's going to be fantastic and insane. But Bully, bro.
Yeah.
Let's think about Bully for a second. You know?
Bully is one that I have seen a lot of people kind of want a remake of, just because it was such a... It was so much a Rockstar game, but also very much not a Rockstar game. I mean, a typical Rockstar game at that time. And I really think, like you said, you know, they really went out of kind of what was their comfort zone, and that's kind of what brought us to L.A. Noire. But I think they did a lot of awesome things in Bully. I remember playing through Bully and absolutely loving it. And I actually played through it on the Wii, surprisingly enough.
And they had an anniversary edition come out in 2016 for Bully. But I don't know. I want to see updated graphics. I want to see complete remastering of, like, a complete overhaul to it. And I want to see that series continue on and develop. I'd love to see it. I think the character could have been easily able to go through, you know, progression from of high school to college to, you know, full adult grown life would have been hilarious. And somehow tie into the Grand Theft Auto world at the end of all of it, you know, into the next Grand Theft Auto would have been hysterical. But we'll have to see if they ever do something with it. My senses tell me no, but it's something that I would love to see come back.
They're probably going to do like a prequel where you're like a kindergartner and you're terrorizing all the other kindergartners.
You're just a fetus. you're kicking the shit out of your mom's stomach. Oh, God.
So my number four is probably kind of surprising because I was never a PlayStation person growing up, but I had some buddies that had PlayStation, and I have very, very fond memories of playing through Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal Black is the one I remember playing the most, and I actually think that's one of the least liked in the series, but I would love to see Twisted Metal make a comeback and see the you know, vehicular combat and just the craziness that ensues in those games. I just remember playing, you know, sitting down with a buddy and playing for hours and just constantly, you know, destroying each other and doing, making mini games that we made up ourselves inside of the game in a normal match and it playing through the campaign and things like that. It was just, I remember having a blast with that series and I'd love to see it make a comeback. I don't know if it ever will, from what I've kind of studied up on and kind of how all that was handled. I doubt it ever will make a comeback, but I would like to see something at least come in and be the spiritual successor, if nothing else. And because I mean, I think there's definitely a market for vehicle combat, but nobody really seems to do it. I remember back in the day, I had a Hot Wheels game that had like a battle mode on it. You know, you could get different weapons and fight with that, but really. I'd say probably in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, that's really been a market that there's nothing in, really. So
no, I mean, I guess you've got Rocket League and that party mode for some extent, but there's no hardcore demolition game.
You also have like battle. Yeah, and you also have battle modes in like Mario Kart and things like that, but that's a whole nother animal there.
Balloons.
Right.
No, I'd love to see a Twisted Metal come back. And a real solid one. I think the problem with Twisted Metal is I think the way that Sony looks at it is like adding it as a mode in something. So like a Gran Turismo and add it in, add a party mode into it that's Twisted Metal-ish, you know, or putting on the PlayStation Classic, you know. But I think people out there really would like something like that, especially if you made something like free-to-play. You know, I don't know, did like almost like a World of Tanks model where people upgrade their cars and shit like that. I think people would jump on that in a second.
I guess we kind of had that in a free-to-play mode in, what was that, Crossout? They had that free game.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't think it really did.
It was a little more
futuristic, though. Yeah, it was almost Mad Max-ish, or Mad Max-ish.
Ish. With, like, technology and shit, too.
Yeah, I never really got into it, but... it seems to be doing okay. It's still alive. But I don't know. There's something about
he's still living.
It's still there. But there's something just about the whole Twisted Metal series, just the dark and kind of, psychopath type storyline that it has with Sweet Tooth and all the other drivers. And it's almost like Death Race and, you know, I don't even know what else would be, but something else had a twisted baby with Death Race. But yeah, that's my number four.
That's wild. My number three, and you were not a PlayStation kid growing up. I was a PlayStation kid growing up. Now I'm an Xbox guy. Sly Cooper.
Okay.
I so badly want to see a new Sly Cooper, and I want to see them take the trilogy that came out back on PS3, holy shit, and take that and remaster everything and make it look beautiful. And I don't think it'd be too hard because it's kind of like that Borderlands style. It's the cel shading to look comic booky. But comic booky, well, there's a technical term. But yeah, I want to see a Sly Cooper game. I love those games so much. It is so much fun. I think the character is one of the most brilliant video game characters, to be honest with you. Like, just in his design, the way that he looks, the fact that he pickpockets, he uses stealth. And it's like, as a kid, and even now, stealthy games and stuff like that, I'm just not... It doesn't have my attention to it. I like having the action, but there was something about Sly Cooper that I would crawl around for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes at a time in a level and not give a shit about it. You know, there's just something there that I could take my attention, that normally like a Metal Gear, you know, would hide in a box, would, you know, piss me off and be like, what do I gotta do this? You know, seriously, I mean, stealth stuff is just,
I'm the same way, man. I can't do stealth. I don't have the patience for it.
No,
I always go in thinking I'm going to be able to do it, and it never lasts very long, and then I just get pissed off and run in and usually die because a lot of stealth games are set up to where if you're not being stealthy, you're probably going to die. You know, like Hitman and things like that. I mean, I used to love Hitman Blood Money, and going back and trying to do it now, I don't have the patience for it, in all honesty.
God. The first Sly Cooper, which was actually called Sly Cooper and the Thievis Raccoonus, debuted in 2002 on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, all wow. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Then Sly 2 Band of Thieves came out. 2004. That was a fantastic game. It's probably my favorite one is Band of Thieves. Then Sly 3 Honor Among Thieves came out in 2005. Not my favorite. And then Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, that came out on the PlayStation 3. And that was back in 2013. So not too far away, 6 years. But enough where I would have liked to have seen something go on the PS4. I think I don't understand. There's got to be some legal thing behind it. I mean, I guess if you want to count that he got into, that's still PlayStation 3, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
Holy, the brawl of Sony C-suite characters. I feel like Sony does not look at, they pick like two or three individuals out of their IP, and that's just what they focus on, and that's it. So like your Kratos, I guess Crash now seems to be pretty prevalent again, because you've got, you know, two games being made,
right,
or have been made in the last, you know, 2 years on it, and then, you know, your zombie games, but like I look at like Nintendo and, like, it's not Microsoft. I look at how Nintendo does IP, and I think it's much smarter. I look at Nintendo as, like, a Disney, and then I look at Sony as, like, a Universal. And Universal just, like, is like, oh, okay, cool, Kratos is hot. Push more Kratos. Push more. Go out. Like, oh, shit, guys. Like, Minions is doing fucking good. Make 5 more fucking Minion movies. You know, like, go.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that through DreamWorks. And then same with, like, you know, How to Train Your Dragon, which is a great series, but it's like, oh, shit. Dragons, more dragons, fucking push that shit, right? But and then they,
what if Toothless was white and a girl? Do it,
fucking do it now,
damn it, Jim, make it happen.
No. Oh, absolutely. That's the thing, is like Sly Cooper is such a iconic character to people my age, I think, and like Ratchet and Clank, they just kind of like fell off the edge.
Yeah,
you know, Ratchet and Clank fell off.
Well, they had the they did have a fairly recent Ratchet and Clank game. It came out on PlayStation 4, and then they had that movie, and I don't think it was received all that well.
No.
I don't know. I have very fond memories of Ratchet and Clank, and I remember Sly Cooper. I never really played it much, but I remember it, and remember watching friends play it and things like that. But I almost feel like that doesn't seem to appeal to the younger generation now, and I think that's part of why they aren't making it. It doesn't seem to be hitting quite right.
I don't get it, though, because, you know, one of my honorable mentions also was Jak and Daxter.
Yeah.
What a great duo. Jak and Daxter, Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank.
PlayStation was killing it on that front with all those games.
But they didn't need to stop. They didn't need to stop. They just went, oh, fuck it, Kratos, let's just shift everything. Like, Delson Rowe, even from Infamous, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, the Infamous line was incredible. I mean, I just don't understand it. Crash Bandicoot, Sly Cooper, Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank. You know, Kratos is the one in there, Snake, but I guess he's kind of moved on to different platforms now. You know, fuck, even Sackboy, like, from Little Big Planet, take him out of there and put him into a different medium. I even feel like now, like, Uncharted is kind of, like, going like this.
I'm surprised like the attention's
just going down.
I'm surprised they didn't continue with Little Big Planet, just because I feel like there's definitely...
Customization.
Yeah. That's a game that you can play for forever, essentially. I mean, eventually, obviously, you'll get sick of it. But I feel for, like, kids and things like that, like, having that creative avenue in something other than Minecraft or... guess, Fortnite if you really want to get carried away with it. But having that creative avenue to, you know, make your own worlds and things like that, I feel like is such a big thing. And I think that's something that is important and really cool and something I would like to see more of. I mean, that's why I'm excited for, like, Dreams and things like that. Just these – and Super Mario – or, yeah, Mario Maker 2 – and things like that. I love the idea of having a community around building something for other people to enjoy and just being able to make your own levels and just kind of push the creativity of that genre. But yeah, there's very much a weird thing going on in gaming right now where we're pushing so many mature characters that it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot for kids at this point, unless you're, you know, a Nintendo fan or have a Nintendo Switch. And it seems like on Xbox and PlayStation and alike, it seems like everything's such a more for a mature audience. And, you know, you got your God of War and Uncharted and things like that that just, I don't know, the days of the animals like Crash Bandicoot and Sly Cooper and things like that just seem to be gone. And it's kind of sad to see. I guess it might just be a nostalgia thing, but I think there's definitely still a place for them. But I also don't study the analytics on those, so I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. What's your number three?
The Street series. So by that, I mean the NBA Street and the NFL Street.
Snap.
And as NFL a little
Street. Absolutely ridiculous.
Fuck yes. And as a side note on that, I also wanted to add in Slugfest, which wasn't part of the Street series, but I love those games where they were like your normal sports games, but you could punch people and things like that.
Yeah, like there was
like NFL Blitz and there was a hockey one.
NHL Hits.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to throw that in with you. So basically just going back to a party mode sports game you're pretty happy with. Like just not so serious shit.
Absolutely. Because I can't get into Madden. People take Madden very seriously. I could care less about Madden. But for me, you know, that I had a blast going to I don't think
some of this right now. The one guy looks like a fucking fridge.
Oh yeah, it's
and
terrible.
They're playing on a beach. It's the San Diego Chargers versus the Buffalo Bills, and they're playing on a beach in San Diego.
Hell yeah! I remember playing the NBA Street and NFL Street and all those games, just having an absolute blast in them. And it was always something that was unique, rather than just playing, you know, straight up football or straight up basketball. And I'm not even a basketball fan. I loved NBA Street. And then, you know, for baseball, Slugfest. We used to go to the video store. I never owned the game, but we used to go to the video store. I don't think it was a Blockbuster, but it was something of that sort. And we would rent Slugfest, me and one of my buddies growing up, and we'd just play it for hours and hours and hours. And, you know, it'd be the thing where you could steal a base, and instead of the dude catching the ball, you punched him in the mouth and stole third, too. It's like, it was just such a fun experience and a unique experience. And that's another thing that, as time has kind of rolled on, we just got away from, the just having fun playing sports games rather than the serious, you know, Madden and all that. And
And again, like, it's they've tried to just put it back into like a party mode within the normal game. So like NHL, for example, there's NHL threes, which is, you know, 3-on-3 hockey, and you have like super pucks and stuff like that where they're worth like 2 points or 3 points, and then you can also play as mascots and stuff like that, and you can do like bigger hits. But give me a full fucking game. Like I think there's a disconnect between the big game companies and gamers, in terms of people aren't always looking for a full $60 game.
Right.
And I think the game companies are locked in on this for two reasons. One, they make a high revenue point. But two, you know, I don't know why they wouldn't want to take on something like that. Because if you made like an NHL hit, and no one's asking for it to be
fully,
you know,
fledged
this incredible
out. Right.
Like campaign and all this kind of shit, like just make me a game that I can just jump online with people. Just make it online. I don't care. I'll give you $15 right now.
Yeah.
For that kind of game. We'll give you $20 right now for that kind of game.
Well,
you know?
And I think
like
I feel like they kind of tried to revive this with NBA Playgrounds, but NBA Playgrounds is garbage.
But that was them just trying to get into free-to-play also at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that was a paid game.
Oh, was it? Yeah, I always thought it was free-to-play. No, I'm not big on the NBA stuff.
It's not. It was nothing like the old, you know, NBA Street. And, like, the NBA Street, you know, where you could pick up the different, like, made-up characters. And one dude had, like, a giant fro, and he was good at dunking. And, like, they had, like, all sorts of different things. And it was the time when I enjoyed sports games. And those days are long over.
Yeah, I want to see them make those just short arcade games and sell them. And I'll be happy with it. I'll buy an NHL Hits. I'll buy an NFL Blitz. I'll buy a Madden Blitz, a Madden Street, whatever. Don't care. Just something fun like that where I could just jump on it with my buddies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. My number two is Kirby 64. So just point on this. I had a blast at this game. When I was a kid, we rented the N64 from the video store once in a blue moon. And I remember before we had like a GameCube or anything like that, because I actually didn't grow up with an N64 until later on when I bought one and I played through a ton of stuff in college. But we used to rent that game and the whole system would come in like this big clunky ass plastic box that you'd bring home, and then you'd set everything up under the TV and everything and turn to channel 3. And then
channel three.
Kids don't know nowadays. But yeah, you know, I had a blast in that game, and just a lot of memories, me and my brother playing it. And I just thought it was a solid game. Like, fuck, man, Kirby 64, Paper Mario, those kinds of days, like, they're just some great elaborate stories that just went on, and it felt like the game went on and on forever, but you never really got bored with it. Like, they just kept on, like, okay, I gotta go beat this boss. Okay, now I gotta keep moving. Okay, now I gotta keep getting this boss and this boss and this boss and this boss. And I never once felt repetitive to me. And that could have been just because I was young. Right. It's been a while since I went back and played it, but I'd love to see that game come back.
Yeah. Some of the things on these lists, you know, when we were compiling our games for these lists, I felt like there was that chance that I'm looking through rose-colored glasses, you know, and if I actually got these games, I'd play them for like a half hour and be like, yeah, I'm good. But at the same time, I mean, how else are you going to look at these games that you grew up with? And I think that's completely an appropriate way to look at them. But so my number two is actually, this is my newest game on the list, and it is Red Dead Redemption.
Damn. Okay.
Red Dead Redemption. I, before Red Dead Redemption 2 came out, I went back to play this game again, and it did not really age all that well. It looks pretty rough.
They tried pushing a lot out of that game.
Oh, yeah. And for the time, I mean, it was incredible. And it still doesn't look terrible, but a lot of the character models are pretty messed up. I would really like to see this remastered and kind of brought forward, and, you know, not even necessarily a full remake, you know, just beefed up a little bit, made look a little nicer. But it still obviously stands alone as it is, even without a remake. But I would like to see it just because. I mean, after seeing what they could do in Red Dead Redemption 2, I mean, even finding a little bit more of a middle ground or bringing it up to, I don't know, even like a GTA 5 standard, that would be mm-hmm. pretty nice, I think. So that's my number two. Pretty
sweet.
Straightforward.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see Red Dead 1 be remade too. It's a little interesting because, I mean, it was open, but it wasn't like to the level that it is in Red Dead 2. Yeah. So it'd be kind of interesting seeing the upgraded graphics and then it being small like it is in terms of its map size, I guess, if you want to. I mean, yeah,
it's small by today's standards. For the time, it was huge, you know. That was a huge open world, but you look at Red Dead Redemption 2, and it takes you like a half hour just to go across the whole map.
Oh my God, yeah, it's a little too long. That's a whole nother day though. All right, my number one, and it's a little cliche, and kind of like vanilla, really. Super Mario 64.
I was waiting for it.
Yes.
Yep.
I played the hell out of this on N64. I played the hell out of this on my DS. When it came to the Nintendo DS, and Yoshi and Wario were added to it. I love this game. This game is fantastic. I think it is the best Mario game. Behind it, Super Mario Sunshine. Behind that, Super Mario Odyssey. I think that, I mean, just the fact that you don't have to, you could just go around to different places within the castle. And I think that, you know, jumping through paintings and stuff like that had not been done before. And that was really cool that you just kind of warp into the worlds like that through the paintings. All the different Easter eggs that you were able to find was pretty incredible. Just like you're, and again, to what you said with the rose-colored glasses, would it be different now, like if this game had like just launched and it was called something else? Probably, because I think the biggest thing was you would play it, right? And it was one of those games where you would defeat something or you would beat that level, and then your buddy would be like, oh, have you like stared up at the sun, you know, inside right. the castle to go to the secret level? And you'd be like, no, what do you mean? And like, oh, look at the sun up in the castle and look up through the window and it'll take you and transport you to another level. And you'd be like, what? No way. And they'll show you. And it just blew my mind as a kid. How many different things came out of that game where you'd just be like, yeah, I beat it. No, you didn't. Like,
right.
Here's a bunch of other cool, fun little games that you had missed, or coin challenges or secret stars. It was fantastic. And the Bowser battles were, I felt like the boss battles in that were way better.
Yeah.
Than what we, like Mario Odyssey, I love the game. I love the premise of it. At first when it was announced, I was like, that's kind of fucked up. I think everybody was, really.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, weird concept,
so
for sure.
We're going to be in a city called New Donk City. Okay. do they know what donk means? You know? And also, it was going to be, you know, realistic in that environment, at least the world that Mario is going to be interacting with. But, you know, like, just grabbing Bowser by the tail and then, like, fucking taking your hand and basically burning a hole through the center palm of your hand with the sharp fucking plasticky stick of the N64 controller, trying to spin him as fast as you can. I mean, that's, you can't beat that, bro. That's the best. That was the best thing ever.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was hard, too.
It was difficult.
It's difficulty curve. I mean, you got some easy levels. Okay, in the first world with the chain chomps and all that bullshit. And then you'd have to go back because then you'd learn how to triple jump and how to get on top of different platforms and using cannons to get on top to get the star, the very top of that mountain. But then they like, okay, Jeff, you got three of all the star, you know, three out of like 10 stars on that level or that world. Okay, cool. Now you can go to the winter world and you'd go there and you'd have to fucking get that little penguin bitch and you'd be like, damn it.
And always accidentally throw him off the edge.
Yes.
Or purposely, depending on how you were feeling.
Oh.
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 I mean, boy. I'm not saying I did it, but I have seen it done.
But anyways, I would love to see this game come to the Nintendo Switch. This would be perfect on the Switch. Trademark. Seriously, though, I would love to see this remastered with... And we kind of got a glimpse of that, obviously, with Super Mario Odyssey when we got back. When you beat... Spoiler alert. But when you beat the main story of the game and the main quests of the game, you get to go back to Peach's Castle, and it looks exactly like it does from Super Mario 64, except stuff is updated. It looks nicer. It's cooler on the inside.
And you can even get a Mario 64 outfit.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Really insane.
Cool. But I would love to see it fully remastered and remade. I think it would just be incredible.
Yeah. Cool. I have so cool. Such fond memories of that game. I remember we would sit down and we would play it at the babysitters I went to. We would play it for hours and hours and hours. And it was always, you know, the rule was you pass the controller when you either die or beat the level. And and in this day and age, like, having a level that would kick you out after you got each star, people would get pretty pissed off about. But at the time, that's what you know, helped create this this feeling of just being able to go back in and do something new each time you went in. And I just, so many things about that game were amazing. And I feel like it would not, like you said, I don't think it'd be nearly as good if it had just come out, you know, like this year, because the internet has ruined a lot of the magic in games and a lot of the things that you could hide in there and play it for years and years and then find something new. Or hear from a buddy that's like, oh man, I just happened to find this, or I saw somebody play this, because in this day and age, 3 days after the game comes out, everybody already knows the secrets in the game, and they're gone, and like, you know, like what you said, where you could look up and look at the sun and go to the secret level and things like that, stuff like that would be ruined if you go looking for it so quickly. And so it's so much harder for those magic moments of, you know, getting Yoshi and things like that. Those moments just aren't nearly as magical anymore. And I think Mario 64 just had this amazing way of creating this amazement and wonder as a kid, and what new things you could find, and just a fantastic game.
No, oh, it's incredible.
So good.
What's your number one, my dude?
My number one. Would you like to take one guess at it? Take one guess at it. Just out of sheer curiosity. Oh, man. I don't think you'll get it.
I feel like it either might be a Call of Duty or, I mean, I could say a Fire Emblem game.
Nope.
No? Is it a Call of Duty game?
Nope.
Okay, what is it?
Super Mario Strikers.
I thought you were going to say 64. I'm like, well, okay, guys, see you later.
Well, Bob,
we've
done this.
Super Mario Strikers.
Super Mario Strikers.
Oh, my God, wonderful. What's your favorite one of the series, GameCube or Wii?
GameCube, the first one. I absolutely loved this game so very much.
You never watched soccer or football?
No, I don't. I don't enjoy watching the sport. I played the sport growing up. I played soccer or football for many, many years. And actually, that game came out when I was still playing it. So I absolutely love this game. And me and one of my buddies that played on the, we played on the same soccer team. We used to sit down and play it for hours and hours and hours, along with many other GameCube games. And the GameCube is probably the console that has brought me the most memories, with probably with 64 right behind it in a very close second. But I absolutely loved Super Mario Strikers. I would love to see that game come back.
I think you will, man.
I hope so, but I hope they also give it better treatment than what they did Super Mario Tennis. Because that wasn't very good. Let's be really honest about that. But no, just just seeing your favorite Mario players play soccer, and it was actually, I mean, for what it was
there
very
was some real team building. There was some strategic shit.
There was some real. It was a lot deeper than what you would have ever imagined. Yeah,
the AI, like the computers in that game, were insane.
It was brutal. But it was so good, and I enjoyed playing it, and I had so much fun playing it, and I would love to see it come back.
Because it's also, I was just saying, you know, there you go again too, because it falls in line with your like not so serious sports game.
Yeah. Apparently, I just have a thing for not so serious sports games right now. But
dude,
I played a lot of it.
They're fun,
yeah.
Because there's no need to. And that sounds fucking stupid. Like, yo, no shit, Jeff. They're fun. Great, yeah. Good job. Good
games
job,
are Jeff. Fun.
Good reason. Good
this
reason.
Just in.
But there's no seriousness level to it. I don't like in Madden. I have to sit there. I have to look at my play. And people are like, well, you don't have to. Well, if I don't, I'm gonna get dunked on, bro.
Yeah,
like I'm gonna
accidentally run the wrong way and not have any blocking and just get laid out. Great.
Exactly. So it's just simplified controls, not for the basis that I can't play normal Madden as I can, but it's just like I just want to jump in for 10 or 15 minutes and kick a ball out with fucking Toad and make someone feel like a piece of shit. That's all I want to do.
To me, it's so funny because, you know, 10, 15 years ago, my taste in games was so drastically different. I played so many sports games, and as I get older, I don't play as many sports games, and I don't know if that's because there's only, you know, Madden and NBA 2K and things like that or what, but for me, I don't get into sports games like I used to, and I don't know, you know, if the Street Series making a comeback could bring that back, or, you know, if Mario Strikers comes out, you bet your sweet ass I'm getting that.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, my taste has changed drastically, but these are all the games that I have very fond memories of and would really like to see, you know, come to current generation and be remastered. And
are you telling me that this would be good on the Switch?
I'm saying it would probably be perfect on the Switch.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect on the Switch.
Hot damn. Hey, here's a quick question. When do you think that game, when do you think Mario Strikers came out?
When do I think it came out?
Yeah, full title name, Super Mario Strikers, by the way, but
yeah.
God, the art is so fucking cool.
Oh, it's so awesome. The one for GameCube?
Yeah, good guess. You're going to feel so fucking old.
03?
05.
Ooh, I almost said 04, but okay. Yeah.
05 and
14 years ago. Holy shit.
Bro. Scary. Not good. Super Mario Strikers Charged, which was the second one.
That was the one on Wii, right?
Yeah, that's the one on Wii. And Mario did that weird thing where he's like, and then like fucking, you know, launched into it. 2 years later, 2007 is when that went through.
It was that quick. Wow.
Well, yeah, I mean, the GameCube one killed it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Before we wrap up here, do you want to just go through your honorable mentions, just kind of list them off and a couple points behind them?
Yeah. My very first honorable mention is Kirby Air Ride. Okay. Absolutely love that game.
You know,
messed around in the free world.
I did not like that game.
Really?
I did not get why people enjoyed it.
That's kind of the consensus I've seen, where it's either you loved it or you hated it.
You hated it, yeah.
I love the, that was the first game that I saw where they had like the big map and you would go through and like unlock challenges.
Just power up.
And that's how you would get new stuff. Second one on my list is Need for Speed Underground 1 and 2, because that was the best Need for Speed games there was. I would love to see a remake of Chrono Trigger. I would love to see that one remastered, basically touted as one of the best RPGs ever. And honestly, I'd really like to see a...
basically the best.
It's basically the best. I would also love to see a remastered Earthbound.
Hell yeah.
I would love to see Ness's goofy big motherfucking head in 3D and looking like he does in Smash Bros. Going through... Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
The lumbar support Earthbound pillow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I just pulled the pillow from my butt. It says Earthbound on it, for those who are listening to the audio podcast. Right out of my butt.
What you got? What you got?
My honorable mentions? So my first honorable mention is Link to the Past, but I'm hopefully putting this in my honorable mention and not... This would have been my number one.
Yeah.
Okay? But the fact that there's a rumor from Best Buy, and so help me God, Best Buy, if you fuck this up, this isn't real. Oh, I'll be so upset. But Link to the Past is possibly coming back. That's an honorable mention for me. Jak and Daxter,
yep.
Like I had alluded to previously. Banjo-Kazooie. I don't know who could take it on that won't fuck it up, because Microsoft really fucked it up hard.
Yeah.
When they took over the Rare acquisition.
I, surprisingly enough, was not a huge Banjo fan.
Oh, wow.
I liked it, but I never was, like, diehard about it.
I also had a Need for Speed game, but it was Need for Speed Most Wanted. And I know that they did one recently, but it was on the PS2. It was just fantastic.
Yeah.
Mario Golf. I really want to see a Mario Golf game.
Just bring back all the Mario sports games.
Oh, yeah. I want to see Mario Golf.
Mario Baseball.
Mario Bocce Ball. I'm joking.
Mario Cricket.
God. Just don't
Mario Rugby.
Don't bring back it. I know you're going to fucking do it for Tokyo, but don't bring back the fucking Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. God help us all, please.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's already been announced.
Are you kidding? Yeah, not only that, Mario's in the fucking Olympics.
Yeah.
In Tokyo. He's the mascot.
Yeah. I hate it.
So we're fucked.
I hate it
so much.
I love Mario, but I hate it. Oh,
gosh. It's not even Mario. It's just, it's more Sonic in it. And, like, I like Sonic. But when Sonic talks, I want to just fucking kill myself. It's terrible. It's like...
Are you saying you're not excited for the live-action movie?
Oh, my God. Can we talk about that for a second?
We sure can.
That is a clusterfuck, dude.
It's going to be so bad.
Why the fuck did they animate him like that? They didn't need to do that.
God, it's so bad.
He looks like the fucking... Like a blue fucking toilet wand cleaner. The way that his fucking fur is done. And then he's wearing ghetto ass shoes. He's got no fucking gloves on. So he's got this, he's like little fucking gnarly nub fingers. Like someone chopped all of his fucking hands off at the first knuckle.
I hope Tails is in it, and I hope we see a picture of Tails soon. Because if you know Sonic looks this bad, I can only imagine what Tails or Knuckles looks like.
You know what Tails is? He's probably like some fucking just 6-year-old kid with a baseball cap on backwards. He's probably not even a fox. They just fucked this whole thing up. They just decided just to make this all random. Have we heard what he sounds like or no?
Yeah, I've heard. Or no. Sorry. I don't think we've heard what he does he sounds like in the live action.
If he's classic Sonic, I'll be happy. But I know he's not going to be.
I'm not going to be happy. You know about what he's going to be?
You know what he's going to sound like, right?
Oh,
he's
boy.
Gonna be, he's going to be like all nasally and shit.
Yeah.
We got to stop Dr. Robotnik. That's what he's going to fucking sound like. Running around in his fucking... running around in his fucking Asics running shoes. Looking like he's going to a fucking Disney marathon.
I don't understand why anybody thought it would be okay to make a live-action Sonic. It's... there's no reality where that was going to come out okay.
Well, there could have been... I'll tell you what, it would have
been cool. If they can't even do Super Mario Brothers right, how the fuck are they going to do Sonic?
Hey, there's hope with the Pokemon movie.
That looks... I don't care what anybody says. I'm pumped for that. That looks awesome.
Well, you know there's going to be a whole Pokemon cinematic universe now.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
I'm okay with it, too. You know what's got me scared and terrified? Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
What's Bugs Bunny going to look like? Is he going to have, like... You know when you go to a pet store and like half the rabbits have fucking tumors? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know what you're talking about.
Bugs Bunny's got weird red ass eyes. Look like he's staring into your soul. Oh my god.
Everything from our childhood is just getting ruined.
Anyways, where I was going with the Sonic stuff, holy shit, there's something in my eye. Was basically, I hate how he talks, how they make him talk. It's just,
he didn't even talk that much in
Sonic. What was it? Sonic Go. Is that what it was called? The whatever the TV show was called.
Yeah, Sonic Go. Is that the new one? Or is that Sonic? No, they have. I think they have a Sonic Boom. On right now, and my kids watch it every once in a while. And he actually talks a lot, but he's not terrible.
He's not bad. See, in the Olympics, he does a shock put and he goes, "All right." And it's like...
Nothing will ever be as bad as the Legend of Zelda show they had back in the day. Excuse me, princess. Oh, God. It's so bad. So bad. I have said that to my wife for probably 4 years now.
The Kirby.
That was
right
bad.
Back at you. That was it. Yeah. I mean, that was a good show, but just the noises Kirby makes. He never spoke.
Yeah. It was real bad.
They had some mute guy trying to save the fucking universe, and he's just eating a bunch of shit. Are you kidding me? King DDD? King DDD was awful also.
Yeah.
See, I have said that, this one, Kirby.
I have said that excuse me, princess line to my wife for probably at least 4 years now, and gotcha, she never knew what it was, and I finally showed her a clip of it the other day. It was like 2 weeks ago.
When he talks, his mouth changes from like 7 different animations because it's like some guy just took a fucking coffee break halfway through.
Excuse me, princess. Yeah, it's so bad. Fuck. Oh my god.
Anyways, yeah, we don't need Sonic.
No.
My last honorable mention of all of this is SimCity, and a proper SimCity.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it. That's all I want, is a proper SimCity. Nothing too insane. Just something better than the hot piece of fucking trash that they put out years ago.
Fair enough. That's fair. Man.
That's cool. Well, hey, guys. If you like this episode, please give us a thumbs up and leave a comment on the YouTube channel. Or if you're listening to the audio version, give us a review or a comment to wherever you're listening to. It helps us get noticed a little bit more. If you want to support the show, head on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/diggitycast. It's DiggityCast. If you also want to support us, head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity for your free audiobook download and free 30-day free trial. Like I said before at the start of the show, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Diggity Podcast. Again, subscribe to us. We are everywhere. We are Sonic. Just like Sonic's in your nightmares, we're absolutely fucking everywhere. Love it. And until next time, guys, we will see you for the Friday show. See ya.